listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It is Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yo, Bam! Where the hell you at, boy? You got a radio show to do.
So Bam isn't even here yet, huh?
I don't know. Once you get so much money, you just stop caring about things. And I guess it's one of the things you stop caring about. What do you think, Chad?
My guess is that he's upstairs making millions.
Yeah. I mean, he could pretty much, like, he could watch TV for 20 minutes right. And earn, like, 20 million.
I think he's probably just earned another 800,000. We got Kev Margera here in the house. And look who it is.
Oh, it's the man of the hour.
Yeah.
We figured out what you were doing.
Yo, what's up? I was taking this shit, dude.
This is what we thought you were doing. Because your time
what do you think I was doing?
Your time is so important and you're worth so much money that we figure you're probably watching
out
TV.
Out there making millions.
I was filming out all day, filming Ming Hags, and I was taking a fucking Ming and ass shit,
dude.
What
I'm saying.
I wasn't even planning on doing a fucking radio show.
Your time is so important.
I skipped the last radio show, and now here I am, thank God.
Yeah. How about that?
Why'd you quit the last radio show, then?
And then they played a rerun of me freaking out on G. How about that?
I was just like,
what a bummer that was.
I talked shit on G's fucking Marine War Dust.
Hey, everyone, Novak's here, and he's shooting heroin again.
Yeah, I'm all hopped up.
No, you are.
I shot heroin, and Kevin smoked PCP, and we did it together all
and
day.
Kevin, he admitted on doing heroin, so now you need... Kevin Margera, my uncle, needs to admit that he just did PCP today.
That speaks for itself.
Let him just say yeah on that one.
That was a yeah in PCP language.
Kev Margera, you have Sirius Satellite Radio?
I spent all my money on PCP. I can't afford it.
Did you really
it's
do PCP
than
today?
PCP.
Oh my God, honey.
Did you do some?
Yeah.
Did you do PCP? What'd you do? Dip it in a cigarette or what?
No.
I bet you his friend would tell the truth quicker than he would.
Yeah.
That's like his son-in-law.
Let's find out the fucking truth.
Yeah, let's find out the truth. Here you go. Here he is.
Introduce yourself. I mean, we know who you
Say
are.
Say who you are.
Well, I'm Bill.
Bill.
Bill, okay. We got Bill here. Who is what? Kevin's what? Are you related?
Daughter's boyfriend.
Okay, so now, do you take part in smoking PCP?
He just gave me an Adderall.
Okay.
Nah.
He did.
So you take Adderall. But
he has a piercing in his nose. He has a piercing on his upper nose. He has a piercing in his lip.
He does tattoos as well.
And he does tattoos as well. Like, and he's all tatted up too.
He's got piercing and tattoos, kind of like.
And he's everyone. Does Kevin do PCP or what?
Come on, I don't know. He does.
I don't smell it.
I gotta do something.
Do you think that it, what makes him stay awake at 4 a.m. screaming at the walls?
The neighbors, man.
Okay, what happened with the neighbors? Tell me about the neighbors.
Tell me about the neighbors.
Who are they? What they're about?
Fetish.
See, no one knows anything. So start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, how did you meet the neighbors?
Parking spot fetish.
How did you meet the neighbors?
Tell us everything.
He just parked on my bumper.
Okay, and what happened?
I called the cops.
And then what happened?
They told me to move my car.
And then what happened?
They said, how do we know you didn't back into him?
And then what happened?
And I went ballistic. I snapped. My mind's gone.
Weren't you filming a video camera?
Well,
didn't you have a camera?
Later on, his nephew parked in that same spot. And he backed up and hit the sign and smashed the taillight out. He called the cops and said, I did it. And the cops come, and they're out there laughing and dancing because there's Sun Oil right across the street. They were. Sun Oil's got cameras right across the street. I got Sun Oil entrance.
Okay. And
they're all, we got you on film.
Right.
I said, good, I hope you do.
But you had them on film.
Right. Well, at first two neighbors across the street come over and told me what the idiot did. And I told the cop. I said, I got two people across the street that told me he backed into that sign. And the cop said, I don't trust them people over there. He told me, you might as well fess up now, because if I got to go down there and look at them son of old cameras, I ain't going to be so nice when I come back. I said, good, I hope it is on film.
Son oil.
And I just hooked up the camera.
It didn't come out all that calm, though.
I just hooked up the camera.
He was a lot more angry
day.
Than that.
Oh, yeah.
I hooked up the camera that same day. And the first tape I plugged in and recording, I caught it.
So you have him backing onto the sign?
He hit the sign and he pulled forward.
And you have it on official film.
Press charges. Right.
So did you show problem? Did you show the police?
Yeah.
And what'd they say?
They said, they were nice to me.
Were you like, I got on film,
That's what I did.
Tell me how you did it.
Well, they were out there laughing and dancing. We got you on tape. We got you.
So what'd you say?
I come out. I got you on film.
So then what happened?
The cop was trying to arrest me because he was going by their word. And,
yeah.
And then he's finally seen it on tape, and he finally, can I have the tape? I said, no, because you'll erase it.
Yeah, totally.
And Kev was so happy. That
so did he? Did the cop arrest them?
Jumping jacks and push-ups in the
he
rain.
He said, well, he didn't really file. I said, are you going to arrest him for a false report? He said, well, he didn't really file a false report.
He was going to arrest you because he thought you were guilty, but then he found out they were guilty and wouldn't arrest them.
He goes, I don't trust them people over there.
Dude, there is not one fair police officer in this whole world. Every cop is fucking corrupt as hell.
Oh my God!
That's not true, dude. What about Ed Hanna? He's a good cop.
Yeah, well, Ed Hanna. Everyone, Novak. There's one in a million.
I went to Buddy Bill's fight in Wilmington, Delaware, and the Delaware cops of Wilmington. This one coach was like, come on, kick his fucking ass, all hopped up, like ready to go, like kick his fucking ass, you better win this match. And the police come up there, dude, you need to calm down. He goes, me, calm down, I'm the fucking coach. And then before he even said I'm the fucking coach, they tasered him, and then all these other cops bum rushed the guy, and then the whole crowd bum rushed all the cops. It was a big fucking riot before Buddy Bill even went on.
Dude, and
the police were the reason of why that happened. If the police would have just said, hey, dude, you're being a little bit like, you know, you're being a little bit loud. Just calm the fuck down, and I'm going to keep this a secret between you and me.
No one needs to know about
it. Keep it a secret, and you could be the coach and box this match, you know. He's like, you need to calm the fuck down, all loud and shit.
And we hit him with a billy
club. And the guy's like, what? And everybody saw it, and then he got tasered, and then the whole fucking crowd bum rushed. It was a major, major riot, and it never needed to happen because of the fucking Wilmington police.
I'm convinced every cop is basically a guy who wanted to be a fucking.
Beat up in high school.
Who got beat up in high school.
It's kind of true, kind of. I mean, there's a lot of nice cops out there, and they're pretty cool, but all in all,
this is America.
That's kind of the reason.
One in a million. Once they get older,
they turn into security guards and think they're the shit because they have a can of mace and a pen.
Did you see the Daily Philadelphia News? It said Marcus Hook drug bust and had all them faces. Do you know any of them?
Just half.
Yeah, he does.
How many? Do you really know half of them? Dude, there are some minging ass chicks in there too.
Oh yeah, it is sweet.
Did you really know any of them?
Where is that fucking magazine?
It's in the bathroom. I saw it.
It's in the bathroom. I'm going to get it.
All right. Do you really know any people in the magazine?
Half of them.
Seriously, you know, maybe on a first name basis?
I see him a lot.
I see him a lot. That means he buys drugs from him.
No, it don't.
Well, then why do you see
why
him?
Why you put words in your mouth? Because they're my neighbors.
Words in your mouth.
Hook, they all live right next door. All right. It's like a chest of
Which music. Ones do you know?
Tell me who you know. Okay, it says drug dragnet and Marcus Hook busted. And it has a picture of 12 people.
Who do you
what,
know?
What newspaper is this?
Who do you know?
Don't lie.
I know her.
Are they hopped up all the time? Kevin, are they hopped up all the time?
Here's my best connection here.
Are they hopped
this
up
guy
all the
here, he's a total freak.
Hey, Kevin, are they hopped up all Mrs. the time right here? What's These two? Are they all annihilated?
Look at
him. Why was he your best connection? Fine. Did he have the best deal?
Why is he your best connection?
Or did he always have it? He always had it.
What's his name? Francis Stock Jr.
I bet his dad's a winner.
He looks like a loser.
I worked with his dad.
How's D-Block?
So
and look at this guy, dude. Look at all these dudes.
Dude, he's fat.
This dude's pissed.
You know Rosie Fox?
Oh, yeah.
You know her?
Does
she do PCP?
No. You sniffed a line off her ass, I bet.
Shit, I just once.
Did you sniff a line off her ass?
Just once.
What about this girl? Bernice Garrison. Sniff a line off her ass?
She's cute, ain't she?
Did you sniff a line off her ass?
Now, this guy right
three
here,
Melvin, really?
Melvin Davis, he's strictly a drug dealer. He doesn't do it, does he?
Nah. Yeah, well, he looks like he just sells it. He's the only one with a normal face.
Yeah.
I used to work with this guy.
Like
he's a freak.
This guy looks
Eddie
like
I. He His looks name's like, Eddie I. We call him.
Andre Oliver looks like
he looks
you.
Normal too.
He looks like he'd rip you off.
No,
he'd
yeah.
your money.
But he's not doing it.
No.
I'm looking at this. Look at this.
Check out
all these meth heads. They're all fucked up.
So you're reading them all. What is that? The Daily Times.
Muffed up. Normal. Muffed up.
And they're all meth dealers?
That dude is muffed up with the hockey temper fucking...
It's a big speed.
Look at that hockey fucking haircut.
Which I guess one? I bought some aspirin off of him before.
You know who he is?
He said it was his best connect.
Do you know all these dudes?
It was the...
No, honestly, do you know any of these?
Does he really... Which one does he really
know? No, he really knows
them. My man here gave you the best deals all the time.
What'd he give you?
Large amount
of PCP?
Quality.
Of PCP?
No.
What then?
What?
Cocaine?
Cocaine?
You can say it.
Cocaine.
Just say it. It's
a
serious radio.
For the hopper.
A bag for the hopper? That sounds like cocaine.
Hopper being your nose.
So what?
Hey, at least you admit it. Novak just admitted to shooting heroin.
So what?
What?
How much?
Wait, what?
Novak just admitted to shooting heroin. I'm like, dude, he fell on his face yesterday filming.
Why would they even deal with
And his girlfriend texted me, and she's like, is Novak behaving because he didn't show up on time? And I'm like, yeah, he's actually behaving, but he actually fell on his face. I'm kind of worried about him. And I'm like, I bet you all of his heroin's in his cell phone. I bet you his heroin's in his cell phone. Give me your cell phone right now.
I've gave my cell phone 20 minutes.
I bet
times.
You it's in the battery of the
You're
cell phone.
You're a pretty phone. Klutzy kid for a guy who wants painkillers.
No. Yo, Chad, open this up right now.
What
I
is
bet
it?
You the heroin is in
he
this fucking
in his
cell phone.
He thinks I hide drugs
he
in my
He hides
batteries.
It in
what,
such
batteries?
A safe place.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I was falling asleep last night, and I'm like, where the fuck is Novak's heroin at? And I'm like, he must shove it up his ass. No.
Murray.
And or I'm like, maybe it's in the cell phone, and it's probably in the cell phone.
So we're going to check Novak's cell phone for dope.
My ex was fucked up.
Here, give me a straw. Do you think I could have a Coors Light?
Novak, what if you lost your cell phone right now? How pissed would you be?
I would be mad because I got insurance. I always pay $5.
Crunk and Corona.
There's no heroin in there.
Big time.
No, there. I would know.
Is it a waste of time to open this?
Yeah, 100%.
It's 100%
total waste of time.
Bam, do you know there's heroin in Novak's phone or not?
Nah, you're wasting time is what you're doing.
Take a look. He's telling you that you're wasting time because it's in there.
We can sit here and look all day long. Yeah, I don't care.
Novak has been doing heroin. He's been shooting it somehow, and I don't know. And I think it's in a safe spot like his cell phone.
Novak, am I right when I say
if you check the battery of his cell phone... I bet you it's in there.
He just checked. He just fucking searched the whole thing.
I think you gave us the wrong.
Did you really check it?
Murray checked it.
What's with this? Like, you know, everybody's kind of tired of it. Like, you know, I mean. No,
oh, he's doing it, dude. Let's just admit it now.
Just say you're doing it.
You already admitted it. Just say that you're fucking doing it, dude. I'm sick of this.
I'm not.
I don't care that you do heroin.
Am I sitting here falling asleep on my phone?
Like, oh, is Novak on heroin? I'm sick of hearing his Novak on heroin.
Thank you.
Just fucking admit it.
No, I'm not.
Admit it.
You're not.
No.
See. That, I hate the lies.
And you really.
And then he falls on his face, and Missy goes, "Novak, you can't even fucking walk." And he goes,
"Cause I'm in a hurry."
Because I'm in a fucking hurry. I'm in a hurry all day long, and I don't trip and fall on my fucking face.
Every heroin addict knows the best ways to lie.
Yeah, no shit.
The greatest liars ever.
Oh, I have it on film.
I mean, honestly, they can't tell the truth and get away with it.
Novak, it's the biggest day of the shoot. Are you showing up at the courthouse in Westchester?
Scott's daughter got in a big fat argument and we can't make it.
And I'm like, Scott's daughter got in an argument? I'm like, well, what about Mandy? He's like, Mandy who? I'm like, your fucking
Mandy
girlfriend?
Who? Like, I would say that.
That's what you said. It's on film.
Mandy who?
And I go, your
I've
girlfriend?
Been with her for 2 years.
Dude, you filmed it and you heard it. And then he goes, oh, she's working.
Yeah.
So then I call up Mandy and I'm like, Mandy, are you working? She goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, Novak says that he can't get up to Westchester because he's working. She goes, hang on. Novak, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you lying to Bam? Like, right... She was in the other room.
Because I
and
was
then
woken
Scott,
up by this Scott, phone call. I didn't even know she was in the house.
Scott winds up taking him to Westchester with his daughter. And I go, so your daughter was acting up? How were you acting up? And she goes, what are you talking about? I go, Novak says that you were acting up. And she goes, I wasn't acting up. And she wasn't. And you threw her under the bus so bad.
Okay.
Well, when
you did so bad, and Scott and her, and the daughter was super pissed about it. Actually,
when's this dope shit gonna stop?
It is topped.
It's like getting fucking
bullshit. I know, it is.
Like, honestly, I know
I'm
that
sick of hearing
even
about it.
Listeners of this very show are fucking pissed off right now that we're talking about your damn heroin.
Pissed off. I'm sick of talking about it, too. I've been talking about it all day.
You did heroin in the fucking bathroom at Giordano's.
I stepped on the
needle. Oh, my God.
Bam, let's play Arctic Monkeys and let Novak shoot the fuck out.
Fine. Go ahead and play it.
Let me go to the bathroom.
I like this song.
I don't blame you for not wanting to go to the courthouse, though.
Just pass me.
I don't know what Arctic Monkeys.
This is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Yo, yo, yo. It's Bam. We're back. And I've been talking to Kevin behind the scenes. And Novak just admitted to shooting heroin in the bathroom at Tekka. So now Kevin just said that he did PCP as well. So what's it like being on PCP?
You feel like one of Jerry's kids.
What do you mean?
Jerry Lewis kids.
Well, what happened?
Everything looks like
plastic. I've never did PCP.
Everything looks like plastic.
Novak's been doing heroin for years and years, but he's never tried
what's
PCP.
Like?
So what's it actually
that?
Like?
That's a good question. What is it like, seriously?
You'll be driving down the road doing 50. You feel like you're doing 15.
Do you feel like you're floating?
You feel like you're doing 15?
Everything looks like plastic.
What do you mean everything looks like plastic?
Yeah, you're walking on eggshells.
I don't know what you mean at
like
all.
Like the trees.
Why would you want to do that?
Tell me about the trees.
Some hook.
Why would you want to be out of it?
Time.
Like, why would you want to be that dude sitting in the corner not doing shit? Like, I'd rather be like, if you see a guy doing cocaine, you could see, like, oh, he's having a good time. He's on coke. He's having lots of fun. He's talking to lots of people. You see somebody, like, on downers and shit, they're just sitting in the corner staring at a wall. Who the fuck wants to be that guy?
I only do it.
Well, they're
free.
Less. They're far. They're far less annoying.
You don't
than
buy
the
it.
Coke.
No, it's so around so often. So I take a puff or so.
So you dip it in the cigarette and then you take a puff. Is that how it works?
Whatever they bought.
Dude, tell me about Marcus Hook, dude. I seriously want to know right
it's
now.
It's the loser's capital of the world.
I agree, but tell me what happens. Like, do people dip cigarettes in formaldehyde and then they smoke it?
Yup.
And you do it?
Yup.
Don't they smoke it through a pipe, too, though?
Once in a while. You can't
smoke in a pipe.
You did it today. I could see that you did it today. Just admit it. He did heroin, too.
Yeah.
Just say that you did it. Fuck
it.
Did you smoke it in a pipe? Okay,
at least
we have it on radio that you did it.
Did you smoke it in a pipe?
Everybody denies everything, but now we just have it on radio that you just did it.
Dude, how about the cop today? Almost locking me up for walking in around town.
So why... Oh, I'll talk about that in 1 minute. But why do you do it?
Because it's there.
Because it's there? Well, heroin's there, too. I don't do that.
Nah, the heroin addicts are a little bit...
Well, look at his shirt. Rebel till I die. It says it all.
Wait, I want to know for real.
Heroin addicts ain't giving up nothing. PCs.
What does PCP do?
They share. Yeah.
Kevin, can you
work on PCP?
Nope.
He's on PCP right now.
Honest to God.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah, but it's Kevin Margera.
You can't do nothing on PCP.
Dude,
are you on PCP? His eyes are like 50 cent pieces.
Yeah. Why do you think he's up at 4 in the morning talking to the fucking neighbors? He's on PCP, dude.
No, he's
wake up and smell the fucking coffee, dude.
He's not even talking to neighbors. He's screaming. He screams at the walls of his house.
Did you take PCP at a Zappa concert?
Oh, I bet you.
Is that your favorite song?
Yeah. Get it.
Hey. You know Zappa?
This is Zappa.
You like Zappa?
You guys, you ready to sing Kevin Margera?
Sing this shit.
Sing it.
Oh, you know what you want. You're an asshole. Asshole.
Some of you might not agree. But you probably likes a lot of misery. But think a while and you will see.
Yeah.
Come on, sing that shit.
Broken hearts for assholes. Broken hearts for assholes. Broken hearts for assholes.
Sing that shit.
Feel it, man.
What you gonna do? Cause you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You are an asshole.
Who knew that?
Maybe you think you're a lonely guy.
What's this like on PCP?
Maybe you think you're too tough to cry.
Is this fun on PCP?
Yeah. He nodded his head on the radio.
You can tell.
And Dagmar,
the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life,
was his name.
This
pancake maker.
He was a beautiful lady.
Nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about leather.
And so you guess the leather.
You don't know the word?
He knows the words. He knows the words.
Sir Richard Pumpolo.
You sniff the reeking buns of angels.
Of a demented bread buffer.
And acted like it was cocaine.
You probably did some of that too.
Got any?
No, I actually don't.
On Tuesday night, Caesar's back in town.
Yeah. No way you
it's been a month.
Facing off the Holtz Bar tag team.
Frank Zappa. Meets Kevin Margera.
Chevy Chase.
Volcanic hell.
Sing that shit.
Came back on Sunday for the gong show.
The bong show.
Gong show.
I love Chuck Berry.
Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right.
You're an asshole, you're an asshole,
yes, yes.
You're an asshole, you're an asshole,
that's right.
You're an asshole, you're an asshole.
He's hyped. Fuck yeah, dude.
What you are.
Look out, he's getting all pumped on PCP, dude.
He's having a blast right now.
Oh, he is. Look, he's having a fucking blast. He's having way more fun than you and me. And you just did heroin.
You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you.
What'd you do, a tecker? In the bathroom?
Yeah.
But don't there it was, right there.
At least you admit it.
I'm afraid to turn this down because Kevin's so damn happy right now.
I know.
Kev, if I turn this off,
he's going to freak out.
You're an asshole if you do.
Ram it.
Ram it.
Here we go.
ram it up your poop shoe. ram it up your poop shoe. ram it up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right out your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right out your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right out your poop shoe.
Why'd your voice go?
Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right out your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right out your poop.
So, Kevin, when did you do PCP today?
Zappa concert, 76.
I'm trying to find out.
Which time?
Well, the last time.
Most recent.
Yeah, most recent.
5 seconds.
Really? When?
No,
in real life, don't lie.
What he put up his poop shoot.
When did you do PCP? Like, out on the yard?
Don't do it.
When you were mowing the lawn?
Unless someone... buys it for free.
When you were mowing the lawn?
Yes, I get it for free.
I know that you did mowing it for a fact. Lawn. I'll show you this footage right now. G's rolling. G's filming, and I know for a fact that I'll show you this tomorrow, and you'll be like, okay, I did it.
That wasn't
so
PCP.
All I'm
that
trying to find
heroin.
Out. No, Novak did heroin in Baltimore.
I mean,
he shot it into his dick.
I was doing something.
So when did you do PCP?
PCP?
About 3 years ago.
How'd you do it?
You're a liar. You did it 3 hours ago.
What'd you do? Smoke it?
I'm mentally ill. I don't need PCP.
I don't believe that shit.
I'm already mentally ill enough.
Dude, you believe the mentally ill thing? You really believe that shit? You feed into that bullshit?
Oh, are you mentally ill because of PCP?
When Novak does heroin, he's like, man, I can't even talk because I'm mentally ill. Like, do you really think that I'm going to believe that? He's doing PC fucking pig.
I hope you don't believe it. Don't fall into that mentally ill shit.
How many times have you paid for PCP?
I go with it.
You say you do it for
maybe
free.
10. Paid. It doesn't cost.
10. You did it fucking 30 times.
Oh, you've definitely been around the block more than 30 50, times.
Yeah. How'd you do it?
50 times?
Care. Did you put it on matter. A cigarette and smoke it?
It cigarette. Or what about parsley leaves?
Did you take bong breaks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that today?
Yo, parsley leaves. Why? Bam.
Really? Today?
Everything.
Hold on. Today, parsley leaves?
Why not?
Okay. At least you admit it.
But those
is that what you did today?
Yeah, you got it.
What time?
Right
what
now,
time of day?
Right now, if you got it.
No, what time of day did you do
when
it?
When did you do it?
5 minutes ago, whatever.
What did you do it?
Hear?
No, I was looking at you 5 minutes ago.
What do you want to hear?
You're lying. I don't want to hear. I want to hear the truth.
Those were
when
in
did
your
you
pocket.
Do PCP?
Before or after the ramp.
Before or after the ramp.
On leaves?
First, they dip
remember you found a bag of leaves in your pocket?
Yeah.
My mind snapped.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It might have been that.
Yeah.
I found all these parsley leaves in my jacket in a plastic bag. I threw it down the trash.
Like
I flushed it down
like
the
mint.
Toilet.
Smells like
I didn't know what the fuck it was, dude. I must have blacked out or something.
Well, it's like a mint.
There's definitely some kind of drug.
I got parsley
bag,
leaves.
You know? Yeah.
I looked at parsley leaves in a bag. I'm like, this
anything
must be something.
Anything in a bag is probably going to be drugs.
Like bread.
I don't need PCP.
Now I'm talking little bags.
Ew. You're Belly a liar. Meat. You're not mentally ill. I know you. You're normal in the daytime, and then,
yeah,
and then as
I
the day goes on,
I
you,
will
you
admit,
do fucking PCP.
That is
and then
not
you're
true.
Your
I'm out of retirement.
Like,
I retired from the mental.
I don't believe that one bit.
Me so bad. Nope. I come
I'm honestly,
kids' gloves are off.
Honest to God, right now, usually you're pretty calm and mellow, but you're fucked
he
up on something
calm in the morning.
Right now.
My neighbors did it too.
No,
kids
that's
club.
Bullshit.
Look at his
eyes.
Look at
the neighbors talking about my mother.
You're on heroin right now.
Yeah. It's like 57.
And
his eyes
on PCP.
Like, his eyes look like
I think PCP's worse because you're actually pretty normal on heroin, but he's on PCP and he's
you
acting
can tell
crazy.
By that. Look at that blank smile he has.
Look at that blank smile. See? I'm going to show you this tomorrow, dude.
You're fucked
that's
up on
right.
something.
I don't care. Because my neighbors...
See, it's always his neighbors.
See, it's the neighbors.
The kids... My man talk about my mother. He fucking... I don't know. He got microphones in my bedroom talking about shit that he already did in the bedroom.
What?
Listen.
The neighbors have been putting a microphone through his wall.
He mentioned something to me.
Kevin.
Yeah. He mentioned something to me.
Who do your neighbors? James Bond?
They're the Smellers.
Hey, why are your neighbors going through so much trouble to bump you,
man? Let's break through your walls and find the microphone.
He's got a parking spot.
Your neighbors got it out for you that bad?
He's got a parking spot fetish.
They put microphones
like James Bond.
Kevin, let's go to your house after this radio interview.
I got arrested for it.
I got arrested for saying this is America.
I got arrested for it after he fucking parked his car.
So he's not lying, man, about that?
No. James Bond put a microphone
in his
wall.
I give up on the law.
His neighbors put a microphone in his walls, and he wants to rip his walls out. And
his neighbor
I say,
is James Bond.
How do you find him?
Kevin, let's go
because
rip your walls out.
Because he said something the old lady was saying
like 3 days before that, when the cops were there at my house, my old lady was laying there, oh, I got a stomach ache. Well, she calls me daddy, going out with the kids and all.
There she goes.
Daddy, I got a stomach ache. And that stomach was saying that from the cops. After he went like this, your mother. He went like this.
Yeah.
I've got to crush your door.
Oh, daddy.
Maybe he just heard you say it through the wall or something.
No. This guy,
really?
He lives next door. He's been drilling through the wall.
I heard him doing it.
In his bedroom to try to get him to say something terrible to show to the police.
Dude, he is a weirdo.
Oh, he tried to get him when he got
but
that video.
But he's probably just as whacked as you are.
He ain't got no man skills. He don't want to fight. He
man,
wants to sue me.
Man skills.
I'm taking everything out of
he wants
my
to
name.
Sue you. Well, that's the way to I do it. Man. See, your son Kevin is all tough and shit. I went to go to get gas at Wawa, and somebody's like, yo, your cousin Kevin just got in a fight last night. I'm like, oh, cool, I guess. Did he win? And like. Beat both, knocked them both out in two punches. I was like, sweet, dude.
Two people in
that. You know, like at least Kevin beat him. Yeah, little Kev. Knocked these two motherfuckers out in one
fighter.
Punch.
He's a fighter.
One punch, boom, boom, knocked out. Yeah. And now he's in jail because of that shit. And Kevin went to go pick him up out of jail.
And he's got to stay another year. That's
fucked
up.
And they were like, we made a mistake. He needs another year in jail. We thought he was getting out this month. That is fucked up.
Cops make too many mistakes.
That is fucked up.
Could you imagine that, man? Like, thinking you're getting ready.
Where'd you go?
Kevin beat up
was it Delaware County?
Yeah. Your house that time.
I remember that.
Yeah.
What happened?
Because Kevin walked away. We were playing basketball, and Joey kept on getting angry. Kevin walked away, and then after we were done, Joey walked over and said something smart to him. Kevin started pounding his head.
Did he beat him up?
He is bleeding. He's tough now. Don't get me wrong. He can take a punch. But
Kevin
so can
take
I.
a big punch. Yeah,
but so can I.
Could you imagine
too.
Doing a year?
Kevin is like the toughest dude I've ever met, kind of.
Could you imagine doing a year?
I swear to God.
Doing a year in prison and then being like, okay, I'm getting released today. Like, have your street clothes on, get ready to walk out the door. And like, oh, wait, we made a mistake. You're going to do another year. Could you imagine
explain,
that?
Explain Jess's wedding, what Kevin's getup was.
Okay, Jess's wedding.
Or me.
No, Jess's wedding. Your son showed up in sweatpants with his girlfriend, all hopped up on heroin. She was on heroin. She was. And Kevin was fucked up on PCP or something. All that I know is that he was trying to start a fight so bad with this kid, Dave. And he was like, what, are you a police officer? He's like, I'm not a police officer. He's like, well, if you was a police officer, I'd kick your fucking ass. And he's like, but I'm not a police officer. Well, I'd kick your fucking ass if you was one. Like, just
dude, his outfit
sense.
Was those sweatpants, the brand new pair of Timberlands.
It probably was those exact sweatpants.
They are.
Didn't Slug Segura wear sweatpants to your wedding?
Kevin did.
Where's Slug now?
Little Kevin.
He's in jail.
Did little Kevin do PCP that night? Because I know that he did it before because...
They take them fucking...
Because
Zanny bars.
No. Kevin did PCP one night. Your son. Yeah, he did PCP with his girlfriend upstairs and... they were playing pool, and then when the PCP kicked in, he was whacking the pool balls. He was whacking the pool balls like a fucking baseball. And I'm like, Kevin, you need to go to bed.
Did he break the cues?
And I forced his girlfriend to put him to bed, and it was so hard to do, but it actually worked out.
Remember, he was walking around going...
He was just making random noises, like he was so stoked on the noise. Like,
I was too scared to tell him that he's...
I know, I was scared, too. I was like, babe, dude, you need to put him to bed.
I wanted to be like, dude, maybe you should go to bed, but I was, like, literally too scared to tell him that. I did not want him to punch me, dude.
I didn't even get to meet him yet.
Did you see how big Kevin's fists are? Little Kevin?
I can't imagine.
Dude, he's in jail right now. He has another year now.
Dude, all he does is probably just works out all day long.
So did you really think that he was getting out?
I got
his
little sister.
I waited there 4 hours.
And then what happened?
They come out and tell him we don't have the paperwork. He ain't getting out today.
Why not?
And then we called up Monday.
Why not?
They said they made a... Error on the date. It was supposed to be a year from now.
That's kind of their fault. Don't get your hopes up.
Lady called up Friday. So
Kevin probably had his hopes up so bad getting out of jail. Now and they're like, we made a mistake. You have another year. That's fucking
they
bullshit.
They put the wrong lawyer.
If he had money, he could hire a good lawyer and fucking sue the shit out of them.
You can't win.
So
shit with money, you can win.
Dude, the cops are a bunch of shit these days.
Look at the DuPont, dude. They're all fucking nuts because they own half of Delaware. They ram people over with tanks, and then they kill their gay lover tennis player, And then they go,
hey, wrestler. Here's a wrestler.
Yeah, wrestler. And then they put him in a DuPont mental institution.
That, he
that just means go play in the backyard, son.
You were on CNN when that happened.
Remember seriously. That? A DuPont mental institution. Like, that's like you killing your gay wrestling
and then building my own prison.
And then I have a Novak institutional home. That just means go play in the backyard, Novak.
That's what Pablo, Pablo Escobar did. He knew he had to go to prison, so he built his own prison. And I just watched his documentary. In the prison was a dance club, a dance studio. He'd have parties, bars, fucking, you name it. And it was, he was doing time in prison at his own prison he built.
Give me that
well,
belt.
The DuPont's banging on the cousins, don't you?
Because I want it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I bought it.
You
had it.
I'll pay you.
That,
I'll give you a cooler belt.
Shit. You're on CNN.
I bought, this, I bought this $100 belt. I'll give it to you. I like that belt, though.
I got it from Hot Topic.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, can we play that song, though? Oh, this, Jimmy Pop did the song. I wrote a message on his fucking answer machine. I said it out loud.
Give me a damn disc, fam.
Yeah. Oh, where the fuck is it?
That's what they say.
I gave it to you, dude.
That, you gave it to fucking Murray.
Yeah, that one. Track one, Murray.
It's Murray from Inbred. Hanging from the tree.
My buddy. Yo, when are you going to play?
Yo, Novak, I'll give you a belt, dude. I swear.
No,
I have an awesome belt.
Murray, it's comes $100 up and helps. Though. When are you going to play some Inbred Jed, dude?
I spent $50 on this belt. The belt fucking broke the next day.
Well, let's find out about it.
Bullshit.
All right, what are we playing?
Track one. It's a Scooter from Germany, and I made a message, and Jimmy Pop put me in it.
Kick
so,
ass.
Let's hear it, dude.
Next message.
It is Bam. Call me and tell me if you're fucking alive. When you're old and gray, you see this music here to stay. This is what I want.
congratulations. You have been selected to receive a free...
Sorry, Elvis just left the building. Please try again.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
You're playing that.
Phil.
I heard it.
Hook me up with the shit that killed Elvis. What killed Elvis?
You guys. Is Kevin really on it today, or was it 3 years ago?
No, Kevin's on the show right now.
We're staring at him right now. Well,
but is he on the PCP today or 3 years
ago? Oh, he just admitted to doing it.
He's full of shit,
no,
Phil.
No, you just admitted him, I think.
Phil, he did PCP.
Just to shut him up, I said, yeah.
G is filming this whole fucking radio show right now, so you could see for yourself, Phil. All
right.
His pupils are gone.
Phil, what killed Elvis, Phil?
What killed Elvis?
He did a bunch of Demerol and downer type stuff.
Did you do that shit, Novak?
No.
You did it when you broke your feet.
Oh, no, they gave me, not Demerol. Doc gave me Percocet.
What, Phil?
Where
are you at right now? What's that movie where Elvis killed that tiger and karate chopped him?
Harum Scarum, man. You got to check it out. It's Band of the Bone. That thing chopped
Harum
that tiger.
Harum
Scarum.
He karate chopped this tiger. Or someone, oh, Missy. Hold on. Phil. Let me call you back, dude. It's Missy. Missy. Yo, Missy. Hey, Missy.
Sorry to get the bridge.
Yo, Missy, dude, I'm fucking talking to Phil. Are you pocket dialing me?
Yeah.
Missy.
She is. Let's hear what you're saying.
Let's hear what you're saying.
Listen, pursue the holy
PCP.
She's pocket dialing me.
She's trying to hang
Jesus
up.
Christ.
She sounds like PCP.
Let me call Phil back.
Tell him what happened to
Phil.
A little fucked up.
Tell him about getting locked up today.
Missy, she doesn't get
fucked. She sounded a little...
Missy
no,
doesn't
kidding,
get drunk.
Hey, I couldn't tell.
Tell
Missy
about,
does not get drunk.
I almost got locked up too with my outfit. You were insane.
Oh, right. Man. I think that was her.
That's great.
The cop. I was like,
oh, my God. Dude, we were at Tekka and Novak is in this gay biker outfit, and his jean shorts are so tight that his balls were hanging out. And somebody called the police.
Five different people called the police.
The police showed up.
Yeah. Said there's some guy
walking
around.
They said
down.
That he was pantsless, wearing assless leather chaps.
He was.
And he was
That's
wearing.
Not legal?
He was wearing leather chaps, but he had jeans on and his balls were hanging out. But at the point of the cops showing up.
Dude,
well, he was getting ready to get arrested. So me and G ran up. G ran up with the camera. He's like, I don't want to be on fucking film. Don't film me. The police officer
he's
said that.
He's almost going
to
arrest me.
Yeah. He's like, if I even see that camera pointing my direction, that's a felony, and you're going to jail.
Then I go up to
not
the...
not illegal either.
I went up to the cop. I was like, dude, was Novak's balls hanging out? He's like, no, but we had a report. What?
You missed Phil's call.
All right, fine.
Even the cops had a small dick.
Yeah.
He had a small ass dick.
You
like,
try to
no
shake
it.
You're like, all right, thanks, man. You try to shake his hand. He's like, hell no, I ain't shaking
He would not shake your hand, dude. Yo, Phil.
Hey.
Hey, what'd you want?
Got disconnected, so I called you back.
No. I was trying to talk to Missy, but she pocket dialed me.
Pocket dialed.
I got pocket dialed.
Pocket dialed.
What are you up to, Phil?
Like
a Kevin's on PCP.
Today or before?
No, today. He admitted it earlier.
Hey, Phil, I need some more. Can you hook me up?
See, Phil?
Anymore?
Hear that? See, hear
I don't know how to do that stuff. I don't know how to get a hold of that stuff or anything.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to get a hold of it.
It's about Zanny bars. What the hell is a Zanny bar?
A Zanny bar? That's Xanax. It's like a four bars.
It's for like anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety. Novak takes loads of them.
It's for beating people up.
Phil, I only do it if I'm going on an airplane or something, dude.
Is Boof there with
Phil,
you?
Phil, I'll tell you the truth.
You have to do it.
Like, Novak is a drug addict. He'll do it nonstop. And Kevin over here just did PCP, and he just admitted it behind your back.
Yeah.
And I bought it from Phil.
He sort of admitted, but not 100%. I couldn't tell.
I bought it from you,
Who,
Phil.
Kevin?
Yeah,
yo, Phil, you know how I know? It's because there's a Marcus Hook drug bust on this daily local news here.
And one of his best connections.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the Delaware County Sports Authority, Daily Times, and it says Marcus Hook drug bust. And there's 15
there.
People, and Kevin knows half of them.
And there's a guy named Francis Stock Jr. who is his best connection.
Yeah.
Why, you got a better one?
Have you ever, Phil? Have you ever, Phil, have you ever heard of Francis Stock Jr.?
No.
He's a redhead.
Phil, Kevin knows who half of these people are whose faces are on the fucking newspaper.
That's frightening.
Yeah, it is frightening.
Most of them are females.
Looks like Blackwell.
Phil, are you psyched Pat's in jail, or are you pissed off? Are you bummed out?
In jail?
Oh, Pat's not in jail. He's in rehab. No shit. He's signed himself in.
What was he doing, Phil?
PCP. What was Pat doing?
PCP?
Evidently.
Oh, what a coincidence. What a coincidence. Kevin and Slug Segura were working together doing PCP, and they probably got in a great big argument, and now they don't hang out anymore.
They'll be done in 2 weeks.
A huge argument. They wouldn't give each other their tools back. And
what were they arguing over?
Phil, well, say it.
They didn't get their tools together, and I guess the argument was that Pat kept Kevin waiting every day for half an hour.
Where? At my house?
Because Pat was on PCP.
Pat took the last hit off the joint. It was my turn.
See? At least he admitted it, Phil.
When did you guys start fighting?
You know what, Kevin? Dude, cheers to that, because at least you admitted it.
So, are they still
fighting?
Now
we're getting to the bottom of things.
Are you guys still fighting?
Oh, yeah. It's on. I've been working out. I'm going to kick his ass.
They're not fighting anymore. They're best friends again when Pat gets out of rehab.
No, they're not best friends.
No, I'm working out.
The studio's done already, though.
Pat kicked my ass the last five times. I'm out of retirement.
How long is he in rehab for?
The neighbors brought him out of retirement.
Who did?
The neighbors.
James Bond.
That's why he has a deer leg.
Who?
James Bond.
Slug Segura?
Hey, how's Shitbird's doing? Shitbird staying off the alcohol?
Yeah. Just says he can do 7 or 8, and that's fine. That's a rehab. Work.
7 or 8, what, Phil?
Shitbird was up at my new studio, and Shitbird was trashed with his girlfriend.
Hear that, Phil?
Who's incredibly annoying.
Hey, brethren.
Yeah,
hey, brethren.
So
damn annoying. I just hooked up the
call
studio. Studio
CIG. She calls everybody brethren.
Looking.
She's A-Low Life at its finest.
Ugh, it's gross.
She is A-Low Life at its finest, man.
She got big boobies, but...
Okay. I'm gonna let you go, all right?
Shitbirds.
We'll catch you guys later.
See you, Phil. All right,
well, see you, Phil.
Tell Kevin to make sure he gets more PCP.
Shitbird signing the filthy note.
No more PCP, Kevin. No more PCP.
Phil, I swear to God, he did it, dude. I swear. I'm not even joking, dude.
Phil's my connection.
At least he admits it now.
Oh, come on.
All right, later, Phil.
Late.
You know, I'm just sick of getting lied to. You know.
Honestly,
like Novak couldn't show up for the major part of the movie of Ming Heads.
When's that coming out?
It was the major courtroom scene.
When's the movie come out?
I had him show up at 8 in the morning, and your battery level's low.
No answer.
When's
Ming Heads coming out?
I'd say 3 months, probably.
Really? Coming out? You can actually go see it?
Is
it
going to be released in theaters?
It's the funniest thing I filmed probably in
10 years. I'll tell you what.
You can have the most kick-ass premiere
I've
ever.
I've been proud of Viva La Bam and all this shit. This shit is
I think this
funny.
Is going to be like a Napoleon Dynamite times 10 times better.
Napoleon Dynamite, exactly.
Yeah. Fuck Napoleon Dynamite.
So, bam, this is your favorite thing you've done. Ming Hags.
And
what about it? Like, what's the difference between...
Because there's no MTV dude telling me what we can film and what we can't.
There wasn't on Haggard either, right?
It's my money.
Cheers to that.
But yeah. Why is it more fun than Haggard?
Because I could do whatever I want.
You couldn't in Haggard?
And anything that makes me laugh, like... For instance, Novak is in Assless Chaps the whole movie, and he's dating Boof, my aunt, who weighs 320 pounds.
She, I think, wins the award for best job.
Yeah,
so
and she's like, shut up, Leonard, I'm going to take a shit right in your face. And then Novak just goes, yeah, and I'm going to French your fucking face right now. And then they start making out.
And that's PG-13.
And you know what? You can never make a casting call for that, because why would an actor from Hollywood want to French some 320-pound lady? Like, Novak is on heroin, so he doesn't care.
That's why I think it's like Napoleon Dynamite. It was a $400,000 budget for it, and now it's worth like $400 million.
Dude,
well, Napoleon Dynamite
when they see you taking a shit piss.
I bet
you
it was more than $400,000.
Novak.
Haley Duff in the movie, she probably demanded at least $50,000.
Really? You think it was more than $400,000?
Well, I'm hosting the VH1 Awards.
Who's that?
They're giving me $70,000 just to host it for 2 hours.
Dude, that's a kick-ass job, though.
When are you doing that?
Yeah, I'm hosting ZZ Top, Ozzy, Jada Pinkett Smith, Cameron Diaz.
You're hosting?
Genesis.
When is it?
Genesis, yeah.
When's that? I don't have cable.
We're filming it May 12th, but it airs on May 24th. Somebody's calling me.
Cool. Damn.
Well, you're doing a radio show. It's Phil again. Forget about it.
Yo, Phil. Phil.
Hey.
Yo, Ape.
Hey, Boof wants to talk to you.
Hey,
Boof.
Ape. Boof.
Yeah.
Boof. Are you guys listening to the radio show or something?
Of course, they always do.
Boof.
No.
Yo, Boof.
Yo, Boof.
What up, Boof?
What's up,
Sam? Fuck yeah, dude. We're live on air.
Hello.
Well, what's going on?
Hey, Boof, it's Young Gun. What's up?
She hung up on you, dude.
What? Boof.
She couldn't hear you.
No, there she is.
Yeah, I weigh 329.
You weigh 329? I just guessed it, dude.
I know, but I don't even weigh 329. I weigh 300.
Hey, Boof, you look like about 100
pounds in my
eyes.
Sounds like the price of cashew nuts. It's about the price of cashew nuts.
You're gorgeous in my eyes, Boof. And that's
you are a beautiful woman.
Boof, say, what? Watch the oil well, Leonard. Say it.
Say it.
I was just listening to Tibby on the radio.
Boof, say, watch the oil well, Leonard.
Watch the oil well, Leonard.
So,
say, we're going to rage till 7 in the morning.
Is Ming Hag's going to have a premiere?
Hell yeah, dude.
Where?
Westchester, and then I'll probably go to fucking New York.
Is that going to be insane or what?
I'll bet you it's going to be in theaters. It's that funny.
I just saw a clip of it. Hilarious.
Half the scenes we've been filming have been funnier than...
You got so much done.
I know, we've been powering it out.
Yeah.
The shit that I just watched upstairs is fucking hilarious.
We finished the entire courthouse scene yesterday. The outdoor and indoor. Boof, you still there?
It takes CKY like 6 years to make one record. You can make a whole movie in 3 weeks.
I love you, Boof.
It's pretty
different. Boof.
Embarrassing.
Oh,
dude.
What?
I said I love you too. Bye.
Bye, Boof.
See you, Boof.
Love you.
Do you think she has any, like,
I love that.
Do you think by now
movie.
She has any real feelings for Novak from kissing him so much? Like, she might, like, just, like...
Me and Boof genuinely love each other. She's like my mother.
Yeah, but do you think she's, like, addicted?
No.
You don't think she's...
You never
she's
know.
She's a motherly
you
woman.
You don't think she's got, like, a love, like, crush?
But, I bet you she's got to be pretty stoked.
When's the last time you think she got laid?
Think about it, dude.
When's the last time
you
think she
got Frenching the shit out of you. Not, like halfway making
She did
out.
Ask if she...
She's Frenching the shit out of you in this movie.
She did ask.
She's gotta like it, kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. She did ask.
Yo, can you play track 13, Chad? Yeah.
Does she call up and say, like, yo, Bam, when are we filming? Like, how about today and shit?
No, but she does go,
She did ask today,
do I friend Novak on this scene? I'm like, I get if you want.
Yeah, you know who did call you up and say that today?
Who?
What's me.
A lot of retakes,
and I got sent to fucking New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Yo, shut
oh,
up.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Drove an hour that? Out of the way.
What kind of loser would live in New Hope?
No
Chad,
one does.
Right.
Did New you, Hope's Chad, cool. did you
no.
live in New Hope?
This is what happened. We're filming it at Farmer's at 9 in the morning after I was drinking all this vodka all day long. And then the next morning, I had a vodka and crunk to wake up. So I go to Fairman's.
Yo, you're sponsored by Rockstar, though.
Missy was mad that I was drinking vodka and crunk, so I chucked the phone on the text message. I threw it. And then Hannah picked up the phone, and I didn't know it. And Young Gun's text message, yo, where are you at? And Hannah just writes, yo, I'm in New Hope, show up. And then he hits send. And Young Guns actually goes to New Hope.
So I scrounge up every last dime and nickel in my dad's apartment. I steal everything my dad has in his change drawer. I'm like, I got to get to this movie set today. I got to do it. I was about to get on a train. I'm sitting at the train station with $7 worth of dimes in my pockets. Fucking my boy Rich drives by. Oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to New Hope, dude. I'm getting on a train. I'll give you a ride. We drive an hour and a half.
Young Guns, you still living here?
No, I moved out. What, like... month or two ago?
Bam, how long? He moved out a month ago. How long?
Yeah,
Young
Guns was living in the Treetop Casino maybe 2 months long building the ramp.
About 2 months?
Now the ramp's done. It's been a month now.
To move out?
Well, it's been a month now.
Regardless, I drove to New Hope. I get to New Hope. I call G up on the phone. Yo, dude, what's up? G's crunching on some fucking tacos or some shit at Tekka. What's up, man? I'm in Westchester. I go, what's up, dude? I'm in New Hope. Oh, that's cool. We're in Westchester. What are you doing in New Hope? Bam told me to come here today. I don't think he did, because we're in Westchester, and fucking, we're chilling. I drive all the way the fuck back to Westchester. I sit down. There's Hannah laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
I look right. I go, what's up, man? He goes, I fucking sent you that message to go to New Hope.
But first, you said, dude, you text messaged me that you're filming in New Hope. I'm like, dude, I did 7 Washington apples today, and...
I do not remember saying that I'm going to New Hope.
The best part was
I'm not going to New Hope. And he goes, give me your phone. He scrolls down my phone and shows me that I wrote a text message to Young Gun saying, yo, I'm in New Hope, show up. And I'm like, dude, I don't remember being that drunk today. I can't believe I did that. I must have. And I'm convincing my brain that I must have done that. And then all of a sudden, Hannah at Tech is like, yeah, dude, I wrote that when you threw your phone and it was gone for those 10 minutes.
It was pretty fucking funny, though, to go all
the way. Yeah, but he confused my head. I'm trying to think. I'm like,
you're going crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I did do 7 Washington apples, but I did not write New Hope, dude.
I drove a fucking New Hope.
It's basically, like Jameson with apple pucker stuff.
They call you Young Guns because you're young and stupid. He did barge the gap, though.
I
did the bridge of death today.
Yeah,
he did. All you listeners out there on the Sirius Worldwide Radio,
you were wanting to do that for months and months now.
Missy challenged me to do the same gap that Brandon fucking broke his goddamn feet on.
I give you A for commitment, man. You did go for it.
Thank you. And you didn't do it yet.
Nope.
Missy challenged me.
I can't skate yet. I can't.
Why not?
Because I start physical therapy next Thursday.
Well, you're supposed to get your right foot.
My left
surgery.
Foot. No, left.
Surgery.
Mm-mm.
Surgery.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
It healed upright. I had that surgery.
Bullshit.
Let the doctor's lying
now.
Oh, my
God, dude. Oh, come gay boy.
Oh, play.
Dude, I love that song. It's the second Bloodhound Gang we played tonight, which is good.
Can you clear
we
this?
We played a Bloodhound Gang?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, well,
we played that. No.
This come gay boy and G's here, and he loves this song.
Can you play this for Bobby and Bibbs?
Can you stop pushing the damn mic with your face? It works.
It works.
Sorry, I can't hear myself.
Well, he breaks them.
Who cares?
Your fat head breaks every
time. She loves the song. It's a homo-y song. It's called Come Gay Boy.
So
Tom Kraft and Jimmy Pop from Bloodhound Gang did it.
Let's
hear it right now. This is Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. Let's play track 2.
Porn Bag.
Yeah.
Yo, can you hear me over there? Yo, serious. Yo, serious.
All sins forgiven.
If serious can hear me.
All sins forgiven. All sins forgiven. All sins forgiven.
Yo, he did the death cap, dude.
He didn't.
You challenged me. I did.
I missed.
Young, he actually did it, dude.
Are we online right now?
Yeah,
online.
We're
live on air.
You ready to say goodbye?
RyanGphotography.com.
And we've been filming. We filmed this episode.
This was actually a successful episode because I just got Novak to admit that he's shooting heroin, and I got
Pat to say he's smoking PCP.
No, Kevin to say that he's doing PCP.
Well, that's just funny.
And on that note, we're saying goodbye, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Hasta luego.
Let's play Bloodhound Gang. Untis, untis, untis,
check
baby.
Check YouTube for this radio show.
Radio band.
28 function.
Yeah. Yo, yo.
1877.
Put this on YouTube.
Should I put this radio show on YouTube?
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.